Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with T. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on? How you doing out there? What's going on with you? What you up to? What you up to? It's Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Listen, I know I need to replant my plant. Someone's like, look, you need to take a plant out of that bottle and go ahead and plant it in some soil, and I will do that. I will do that. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Tonight I'm coming to you and just going to talk with you guys for a little bit. And call it a night, but it feels good to be here. I'm excited about what God's doing in my life. So many different things, and I'm just getting used to everything, you know, and it's okay. It's okay. You know, I want to say thank you guys for those of you guys who've been praying for me during this season, during this time. Thank you so very, 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 very much. Move this thing and put this thing on vibration. I hope you guys are doing well, for real, for real. Everything's going pretty well. I'm just taking it easy, just calling it an evening. Evening, what's going on, Kathy? How you doing, Kathy? What's going on, Trina? I got the family in the house tonight, so I appreciate you guys coming through. You know, I pray that you guys are doing well. What are some praise reports? What is God doing in your life? I know He's moving in your lives, Kathy and Trina and the other ones who come through. Because sometimes I don't know who's coming through. You know, so I appreciate you guys who come through. I appreciate you guys so much for your support. Today, I'm revisiting this message, and it's entitled, Now Think Again. So what's going on? Got Dr. T in the house. God bless everyone. Thank you, Reverend Dr. G, right, for your inspiration. Thank you, Dr. T. I'm about to bring some of you guys on here for a little bit. What's going on, Little Shorty on Instagram? What's going on? But, you know, tonight, guys, I'm coming to you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. And, you know, guys, I'm just trying to stay consistent. Now, next week, guys, I'm going to try to come on. G. Wright is going to be on the move and on the go next week. So I'll keep you informed if I'm going to come on or if I'm not going to come on. I'll keep you informed. But, listen, God is moving. God is moving. I'm thanking God for all the things that He's doing in my life, Yeah, let me move this over here just a little bit. Yeah, it's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, but for real. Okay. Yeah. So how's God moving in your life? What are some testimonies? How has God been moving in your life? For those who are coming through, sometimes you guys check this out at another time and not actually at this time. But if, you know, just let me know. Just put it in the comments. And guess what? I do answer. And if I don't answer, guess what? Someone responds back and answers. I'm coming to you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. I'm writing tonight's message. A message. But you know, for real, guys, there's some things I was trying to do. And God, sometimes we can just do what we can do. And we have to rest in the fact that God is able to do what God wants to do. And sometimes, guys, sometimes we make our plans, but we don't actually come through to, and things don't go the way we expect. But how do we respond when Plan B happens? How do we respond when life happens? That's the main thing. How do we respond when life happens? Because guess what? Life happens 24/7 all the time. Life happens all the time. But how you deal with it. So here's. I'm praying that God will bless this time. Lord, I pray you'll bless this time together for those who are coming through. Please bless this time, anoint this time, our hearts, our minds right now, Lord God. Let us be used for your glory. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Now, I say we because guess what? I'm preaching, I'm speaking, but guess what? You guys are also sharing too. So I'm praying that you will share what God places on your heart to share, to touch someone, because you don't know what someone might be going through, and you might have a word that will touch and save their lives. You know, guys, I praise God for memories. I praise God for this season in my life. There's a different type of season, and I'm just giving God glory and thanks and being thankful for this opportunity. You know, and I still say this here, and I say this to you guys. I'm here for a purpose. You are here for a purpose. And when our time comes, our time will come. But until then, we're here. Let's live. Let's enjoy life. Let's give God the glory and watch what God was going to do in our lives. I want to tell you this tonight. I want to encourage you and encourage every one of us to give thanks for what God has given you. Give thanks for what God has given you. You know, I see God blessing people. And what's up, my sister? I see God blessing people left and right. But guess what? Some things are going to happen, and it's okay. It's okay if some things happen. It's okay if some people are blessed. It's like they're blessed. They're in their season. Guess what? Your season is going to come too. I'm just going to tell you, hold on. Hold on. Your miracle, your breakthrough is right here, because today is your day for breakthrough. So even before I get through, guys, even before I get started, I got to play this song, guys, and I hope this song touches your heart tonight. And this song is entitled "Today Is Your Day." Come to tell you tonight that today, tonight, this day, we still is your day for your breakthrough. So, guys, check this out. Hope you guys like this song. This is "Today Is Your Day," and this is off my project. And I'm Reverend Dr. D. Rose. Hope you like the song.
The car, all alone, in the dark, thoughts rushing through your mind, confusion's beating up on you, feel like you're going to drown. Well, I've got news to tell you if you want to hear, God has his eyes.
Take a step back and think it over. He's never left your side. Right now you stand on the edge of something great and new. Let him love on you.
Can you feel him? Can you feel him? Can you feel him? Can you feel him? He's moving in this place. He's moving in your life. He's moving in this place, in your life. Today's your day. Not tomorrow, right now. Receive his blessing for you. Yeah. He has a blessing with your name on it. He does, yeah. Believe today, just lift your hands and worship him. Today's the day for a miracle. Expect the impossible.
Is your day for a breakthrough. See what God will do. Thank you, Trina.
See what God will do. Yeah, yeah.
See what God will do. Today is your day for a breakthrough. Just believe that. Believe it. You got to believe it, guys. You've got to have faith the size of a mustard seed. I cannot believe for you. You have to be willing to believe for yourself. You have to be willing to say, you know what, God, you brought me this far. You're not going to leave me. How many of you guys are thinking about that? You know, today is your day for a breakthrough. You know, let me go to today's word. Today's word is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. It says, here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, talking about Jesus, right? If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. May the Lord have blessed to the reading of his word. So tonight, today's message is entitled, Now Think Again. Now Think Again. Sometimes it comes to these points where we have to sit back and let me go back over what the Lord showed me before. Let me go back and pray that God will show me something different. Let me encourage myself. You know, and my first question for you today is, are you willing to die for him, the gospel made flesh? Are you willing to give your life? It says, if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we die. We died with him. We died to our flesh. We died to all these things. Listen, we will also live with him. Luke chapter 9, verse 23, it says this. Then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Have you ever been in this place where you're saying, Lord, I'm following you, I'm believing you, and then life happens, and then we're like, I don't understand what in the world is going on and happening in my life. I thought that everything would be peaches and cream once I gave my life to the Lord. But guess what? Life happens. But Jesus says right here in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. How many of us are willing to say, you know what? me deny myself. Let me deny the things that I want to do. Let me deny myself. Pick up my cross. Pick up the cross. My cross daily. You know, what am I dying to? What am I willing to say, you know, what am I willing to do? And follow him. That means it's not about doing my will. It's not about you doing your will, but being willing to say, I will do the will of him who has called me. Be willing to do God's will. Be willing to follow Jesus. Being willing to say, you know what, I can't do that. Let me die to my flesh. But Lord, have your way. What would you have me to do? You know, are you willing to die for him, the God who made flesh? You know, you have, let him deny himself. Let that person deny himself. And that's some of the guys that I think sometimes we struggle with that whole thing about denying ourselves, because we're definitely a self-seeking environment, society. Now, I will say this. There's a healthy and a negative component to both of those things. You know, self. You know, you're just going to put yourself before God. You put God first. Putting God first. You know, talking about things like, you know, we talk about like taking care of yourself and self-care. That's true. We're not talking about a narcissistic way, but you've got to take care of your temple. You got to take care of your mind. You've got to take care of yourself. Who's going to take care of you for you? Who's going to take care of you? You've got to do that. You got to do that. In Mark chapter 10, verses 29-30. I'm going there, Mark 10, 29-30. I hope you guys. All right. I tell you the truth, Jesus replied. No one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. I just threw 31 in there. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Sister Carolyn? First Lady Carolyn? Hope everything's going well. You know, listen. You can't outgive God. You cannot outgive the one who has created you to do what he's called you to do. Are you willing to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to trust you? Are you willing to say, yes, Lord? Oh, yeah, I meant to pull out my keyboard. I'm going to be at the keyboard, maybe not next week, but the week after next. I'll be preaching and singing and all that stuff and playing some music and praise and worship from the keyboard, for real. You know, but are you willing? See, we sometimes think, you know, you want me to sacrifice this, but listen, there's blessings that come from being obedient and being faithful to God and his word. You cannot outgive God. You might think, Lord, you want me to say yes to this, but I had plans to do this. Trust him and trust the process. Trust God and trust the process. You cannot outgive God. You might, you know, it might seem like, Lord, you want me to give this up? But God has something better for you. You just don't realize it yet. And sometimes we look at the plate that is before us, what he's given us in this season, what is on our plate. We say, Lord, you want me to eat this? You want me to, this is for me? But we don't know what is on the other side. We don't know what's on the other side if we're just faithful, say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe in you. You know, for real, for real, for real. You know, listen, guys, you know, I appreciate those who come through, and I really, really, really do. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Yeah, I'm highlighting that. You know, That's Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Listen to this. Guys, you know, as Christians, you know, we're supposed to be Christ-like. We're supposed to be following Jesus, his example. You know, the blessing comes when we surrender. The blessing comes when we surrender and say, I surrender all. You know, that's when the blessing comes, guys. So, Paul says, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. How many of you want to say, Lord, I'm willing to die for you guys, but I'm willing to die for what you have placed in my heart, and for my faith, and for what I believe. There are people around the world who do sacrifice and give their lives for the gospel. Are you willing to do that? And then listen to this. The question becomes, if we are willing to bring our flesh under subjection so that God can what? Use us. Are we willing tonight? You say, Lord, you know, let me bring my flesh under subjection. Let me bring my tongue under subjection. Let me bring the things that come out of my mouth under subjection so that you can use me. You know, guys, I don't know about you, but you know, I see on Facebook so many people have passed away, and so many people are passing away. And, you know, and it's coming up almost on a year that my mom has been gone. It's almost been a year. I cannot even believe it. And then what a year it has been. For those who have lost parents before, I understand now. Because losing my mother has been. Oh. But, you know, I've got to say, you know, Lord, let me go ahead and run my race. And guess what? You've got to run your race. You know, and the question becomes, are you willing? Now think again. The message tonight, now think again. You know, are you willing to reign with him? It says, if we endure, we will also reign with him. Endure. Don't give up. Endure means you might have to push. You know, are you willing? Are you willing to endure? Are you willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to say yes. I will say yes. I'm going to trust you. I will say yes. How many of you guys are willing to say yes today? Are willing to say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to believe your report. Now I got some songs that come to my mind. We shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? You know, John chapter 14, verse 3, it says, Jesus says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am going. So that you also may be where I am. You know, guys, listen to this. Do you believe? Are you willing to reign with him? Are you willing to endure? If you will, you will reign with him. And he says this, and if I go prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Are you willing to reign with him? Are you willing to endure? Are you willing to believe him? Because our life is all about faith. All about faith. How many of you guys believe that? I appreciate those who are staying with me, those who are coming through. I know some of my friends say, I come through, but I don't say anything. You know, let me know you're there. I appreciate the two that are staying with me tonight. Some are coming in and out. It's all right. It's all right. With two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. See, we have to believe that in the end, we win. We have to believe that in the end, we win. Guess what? In the end, guess what? You win. You win. I win because of our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is, and we can walk around and live and have peace. God will give us peace that the world can't take away. Peace, because we recognize and know who we serve and who we belong to, whose we are. He says, in this world you will have trouble. Take heart. I have overcome the world. His power in the name of Jesus. Be willing to endure. If you are, you will reign with him. Then my next question for you is, are you willing to stand up for him? Are you willing to stand up? Stand up for Jesus. Are you willing to stand up? Ha. Are you willing to stand up for him? Now, I'm going to say this. It says, if we disown him, he will also disown us. My question for you today, again, are you willing to stand up for him? So if you go someplace, are you willing to say, listen, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. He's been good to me. I don't know about you, but he's been good to me. So, you know, but are you willing to stand up for him? It says right here, if we disown him, he will also disown us. You know, I don't want to do this thing called life, and at the end, I'm saying, Lord, Lord, don't you remember me? I did this. He says, I don't know you. You know, I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, it reads as follows. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. I don't want to hear him say that. I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know, guys, are you willing to stand up for him? Are you willing to build your relationship with the Lord? No, song just comes to my mind. Come to my mind. I'm not going to sing it because Facebook would shut that thing down because it's not my song. I can only sing my song. Good evening, Brian. I only sing my songs on Facebook. They're not going to shut me down tonight. But, it's a song, Angie Winans.
Your spirit is welcome.
You check that out? That's all I'm going to say before they shut me down. I already gave it, Dr. Terrell, but I will give it again since you missed it. I'm coming out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. Yeah, I gave it at the top of the hour. I'm sorry, you weren't here yet. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. And now just finish reading Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. You know, I want to hear him say, well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. Right, that's what's coming from, Dr. T. James chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. Mm-hmm. Now, where'd you go, Dr. T? Because I had already been saying it a couple of times. Where have you been? That's what I want to know. All right. Listen to this. I mean, I asked some people to give some testimonies earlier about what God has done. No one responds. Everybody just looking. Now, what has God been doing in your lives, y'all? Thank you, Dr. T, for writing that down. Now, Dr. T, I don't want to toot people's horns, but I've been reading what you've been doing, Dr. T, and keep up the great work. Keep up the great work. You know, listen, God is moving. God is moving. Been right here. I didn't write it down fast enough, and the old gray matter doesn't work as fast as it used to. Okay, Dr. T. All right. Okay, and I'll make sure I speak a little slower, too, okay? I make sure I speak a little slower, too, because, you know, I can talk fast. When I come excited, I even talk faster. I have to talk and remind myself to slow down. Okay, James chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, it reads as follows. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit he calls to live in us envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, are you willing to stand up for him? I know you can keep up, Dr. T. May the Lord have blessed you reading his word. Yeah, submit yourselves then to God. Humility, are you willing to stand up for him? Be humble. Humility, what's going on, man? How you doing? I got to get you to come on here and play some of those keyboards one day. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I hope you're doing well. And, you know, come from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. Now, think again. You know, yes, I had to come and get you to play on the keyboards a little bit, play something. But James chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, verse 7 says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, are you willing to stand up for him? Are you willing to stand up for him? You know, just saying, you know, Lord, here I am. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. And sometimes, guys, you know, instead of worrying and building up the anxiety, sometimes say, Lord, I'm going to just throw myself at the throne with my tears. I'm going to pray. I'm going to believe. And I'm going to submit myself to you. I'm going to pray for you to help me through this situation that I'm going through, to help and lead me in this thing called life. Humility. Are you willing to stand up for him? You got to be humble. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. If you walk in humility, recognizing this and that, you cannot do it out of your own flesh and blood, you need help. You need power from on high. You can't do it by yourself. You know, can you? Can we? Nah. No, I don't think so. I don't know about you, but I know I can't. Need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Do you need him? Do you need him? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You know, that's this is NIV version, y'all. You know, in other words, guys, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, so you are either speaking life or you're speaking death. You're either standing up for him, you're speaking life, or you're speaking to them. What are you speaking? What's coming out of your mouth? What are you speaking? What's coming out of your mouth?
You know, sometimes, have you ever heard the saying that sometimes we have what we speak? We wonder, like, Lord, why am I going through this? Why do I have to go through this? But what have you been speaking? What have you been saying out of your mouth? Then that will tell you what you've been getting, what comes out of your mouth. You know, Isaiah chapter 59, Isaiah 59:19. From the west, men will fear the name of the Lord, and from the rising of the sun, they will revere his glory. For he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. From the west, men will fear the name of the Lord, and from the rising of the sun, they will revere his glory. For he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. Yeah. Are you willing to stand up? God will take care of you. He will. Humility. Let's fear the Lord. Let's do what he's called us to do. You know, it says that in him, he will also disown us. No, I have to go. Ooh, I have to say this. I just clicked on this on Dr. Terrell's page. It says wisdom is nothing more than healed pain. Oh my goodness, I love that. I love that. Wisdom is nothing more than healed pain. You going through some pain? Need some healing? Healing is nothing more. Ooh, I love that. I love that, Dr. T. I love that. Wisdom is nothing more than healed pain. How many of you guys have gone through some pain? You know, are you willing to be faithful to him? I asked him a first question. Are you willing to die for him, the gospel made flesh? Are you willing with him? Are you willing to stand up for him? Are you willing to be faithful to him? Are you willing to be faithful to him? This action, 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 more action. Are you willing to be faithful to him? Almost like enduring, right? We are not, we are no match for God, even on our best day. Even on our best day, it will always be about God. You know, we're doing these, you know, being Christians, being Christ-like, helping people. It's about giving God glory. It's about watching God move in our lives, in our midst. Are you willing to be faithful to him? You can't outgive God. You cannot outdo him. You know, some people left this morning. Some people got up. Some people did not get up this morning. Some people are fighting for their lives right now. And we are here. And the question is, are we willing to be faithful? Are we willing to be faithful? Are you willing to be faithful? You know, and that becomes really, 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 are you? Are you, are you, are you? Are you willing to be faithful? And listen, guys, I'm going to tell you this. It's not easy. It gets rough sometimes, but guess what he said? He's overcome the world. Guess what? We will overcome. How I made it, I think my song. How I made it over. Put on my robe. Tell the story. How I made it over. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Can we be faithful to him? Listen, he died for you. He died for me. Even when we were not even thinking about it. even when we did not realize that we needed him. Even though he knew we were going to do what we did and what we are going to do, he still died for us. Are we willing to be faithful to him? He gave his life for us. Whew. You know, James 4:10, you already know that. You guys know that one? Humble yourself, what? Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up higher and higher, and he will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up. And if you already know that one, you know the second verse. Big Jesus Christ. I think that's it. I think that's it. Well, for real. This is a different Bible, y'all. This is a different Bible, so I want to highlight it in my Bible, in this Bible. But listen to this, for real, humble yourselves. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to be faithful? Are you willing to be humble? Humble yourselves. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. It's not about us trying to lift up ourselves. It's about us humbling ourselves so that God can use us. You know, I love Joshua. I don't know about you, but I love Joshua. You know, next I'm coming to Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 to 9. It reads, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you with wherever you go. I love that. I love that. I don't know about you, but I love that. Sometimes, guys, it can look very daunting when we feel like we're doing what God has called us to do, and it doesn't look like it's, you know, we have some days we have some good days, some days we have some bad days. But the question becomes, are we going to be willing to be what? Faithful. Are we willing to be thankful? Are we going to be willing to be faithful? Faithful in the midst of what appears to be like, this is not going well. I'm not doing well in this right now. Are we willing to be faithful? You know, it's not about a feeling. It's about trust. It's about all those things. Are you willing to be faithful? Now, think again. Think about everything we talked about, because, you know, tonight's message is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. Here's a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. You know, tonight's message, last point, now think again. I need you to count. We got to count. We have to count the cost. Jesus paid the cost. Jesus paid it all. Sin had left a crystal stain. He washed it white as snow. I say, no, that's him. You know, count the cost. Think about it. Think about the sacrifice. Think about what you are willing to sacrifice. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing? When God calls you, if you check out 1 Samuel in chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, You know, when he was calling, I believe he was calling Sammy. He was calling Sammy. And, you know, eventually, Sammy said, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am. You know, because Sammy had gone to Eli and was like, you know, "Hey, I got one. Here I am, you call me. You know, listen, if God is calling you, just say, 'Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord.'" Like I've heard some people say, "I think the Lord is calling me. God is talking to my heart. He's talking to my spirit. Just say, 'Here I am, Lord.'" Heaven is waiting for you. Heaven is waiting for you to make your declaration, what you're going to do. Are you going to believe God for your life? Are you going to say, "Lord, I trust you"? I want you to know, guys, that God loves you. God loves each and every one of us who's listening. Those who come through, you might be coming through later. Guess what? God loves you. You might say, "Lord," you might say, "I'm doing this." God loves you. He loves you. Just think about that. You know, and hear the Lord for yourself. You know, Hear what the Lord is saying to you. Yeah, I'm going somewhere. Hear the Lord for yourself. Hear him. He says in Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." He said he will do that. Are you willing? Because God is willing. Now think again. Think about everything I just now said. Think about everything we've talked about. Then ask yourself, "Lord, what do you want from me? Lord, here I am." What does God want from you? Your heart. What do you want from you? Your life. Your worship. Put him number one. And sometimes, guys, we make our plans, but we have to believe that God will ultimately order our footsteps. And things will turn out the way they're supposed to turn out. I just want to encourage you tonight. I just want to encourage you that God loves you. I want to encourage you tonight. Now think again. You know, God loves you. You have to be willing just to say yes. It doesn't make you perfect, but are you willing to say yes? I hope you guys will be blessed. Again, I'm going to let you know about next week, about next month, next Tuesday and Thursday. I'll let you know.
Next week?
Oh, sorry, I had to turn that thing down. Sorry about that. But I appreciate you guys for coming through, for real. And I thank you for the love. Please pray to share this on your pages. Thank you for those who came out. I know it's one of those rainy nights, but I appreciate those who came out online. And I really appreciate that. Please share this on your pages. Thank you for those who came through earlier but had to leave. I just appreciate you just coming through, saying hello. I appreciate that. I want to say God bless you. And listen, guys, if you messed up, okay, listen, God loves you. You can get together. Just go ahead and just say, "Lord, here I am. Help me to be the person you've called me to be. Help me do what you called me to do. Today is your day." And if you want to check out Today is Your Day, guys, go to iTunes, anywhere. Just type in G-Wright. Today is Your Day. It's on my latest project, Life's Lessons. So I hope you guys like that. And I just want to say God bless you. Thank you so much for your prayers. And I'm praying for you. If you have some prayer requests, just send me a message. Yeah, you can also check out my official page, www.grightsonline.com. And listen, there are a lot of things happening, a lot of things happening. And they're good. They really, really are. So just keeping your thoughts and prayers, and I appreciate you guys for real, for real. I appreciate you guys so much for your prayers, your support. And I just want to say God bless you. And, you know, and I appreciate you guys for real. I appreciate you guys for real. You know, I'm gonna play something for you guys real quick. Okay, that was a little bit. I was looking for something I could play for you guys. You know, God did save some things. There's something I saved in here that I want to just play if I have it on here. But I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys really, 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 really. But yeah, here it is.
Hello, you're listening to my grandson, G. Wright. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, that's my grandmother Edwards. Yeah, I got her to do that for me. And so I haven't played it that much, but I just wanted to play it tonight. You know, yeah, she did that for me. And guys, I do have some things with my mom, and I'm literally looking forward to that, to my next project that's coming out next year. And I'm dedicating it to my mother, of course. And she's done some things for me, and on this next project, a couple of songs, a couple of tracks. So I'm glad that I have her vocals, and I'm really touched by that. So that's going to be coming out next year. And I just want to say, listen, guys, I really appreciate the love and support that you guys have really, really shown me. And I really, really do appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. It could have been anything else. You could have done anything. You could have gone anywhere, but you came here. So I appreciate you guys who came through. What's going on? Is that KP? Is that KP? I think that's KP. But I might be wrong, but I hope I'm correct. But I want to say, guys, God bless you guys, for real, for real. On Instagram, appreciate you guys coming through. On Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, those who came through, I really, really appreciate you on a night like this. I want to say, God bless you. Hey, KP in the house. KP, I need to bring you on here so we can talk and rap one day and play some of your music, things like that, and talk. So let's do that soon. Talk to my brother KP in Dallas, Texas. Oh yeah, KP, I'll text you after this. But I want to say God bless you guys. Thank you guys for coming through. And oh yeah, my phone is about to go dead for real. But God bless you. And guys, I appreciate all the love and all the support. And I will talk to you guys later. Have a good one.